Welcome to the Podcast Insider, and this is a special edition of the show, and we're doing something as we're wrapping up the new year, and we're going to cycle our entire team through, and we're going to talk about our favorite podcast. We're going to introduce you to the team as well. So, of course, most of you know me already, but I'm Todd, and I'm the CEO of Raw Voice Blueberry, Blueberry Podcasting, and we're going to let the other team members introduce themselves. I guess we'll just go around the robin here and get the introductions out of the way, then we'll talk about some favorite podcasts. Lena, you want to start?
Hi, I'm Lena Topia. I'm the lead software developer here at Blueberry.
I'm Mackenzie Bennett. You guys probably already know me from the show. I am the marketing services coordinator.
I'm Aaron McQuaid. I'm a junior developer here at Blueberry.
And I'm Ben Beecroft. I'm also a junior developer.
So, you know, we are in the business of podcasting, and I know all of us listen to podcasts. And of course, I'm sure the variety of content we're going to be for favorite shows today is going to be exciting. But Mackenzie, why don't we lead off with you? What's your favorite show? What do you riff off the most?
So when I initially brought this up to people, I said your favorite show or the one like of the year or of the decade. And instead of year, because I listened to actually kind of a lot that I didn't enjoy this year, I went with This American Life, because that's the one that I probably listened to the longest in my entire life and just has had so many different topics, as opposed to like one interviewer interviewing all celebrities or all people on this topic or something. It just has such a wide variety of topics that I've been able to learn from and enjoy. So while it might not be the most exciting at times, while I will get exciting from others, it's definitely the one I've listened to the longest.
And that show's been around almost since the beginning.
Oh, yeah. That started as a radio show before podcasting started, I think.
But even when podcasting started, that show was one of the very first NPR shows
immediately transitioned
to bring into. So, Aaron, what about you? What's your favorite show?
I bounce around some favorites a lot of the time, but I think my most consistent favorite is probably Chapo Trap House.
You're going to have to explain.
It's basically a podcast about a couple of millennials that are also living in this fever dream that is American politics. They're obviously socialists and big fans of Bernie Sanders and just kind of want to live in a society that's not a reality TV show. I mean, they kind of make fun of everyone on both the left and the right. It makes things feel a little bit more realistic than what they are.
Are they equal opportunity bashers? Do they get down on people a bit?
No, not really. They're very pro-union.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they talk on both topics. That's cool. So what's the name of the show again?
Chapo Trap House.
Chapo Trap House.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Lena, how about you? What's your favorite show?
So I listened to a lot of podcasts this year as well, but I think my favorite one for this year was Snap Judgment. It's a nonfiction storytelling podcast, so stories of real people's lives. It's really interesting to see like all the things people go through and the things people have accomplished and just the interesting lives that people all around the world have. So, yeah.
Awesome. Ben, how about you?
My favorite podcast right now is called You're Wrong About. It's two journalists who just do research on sort of small pieces of history, and we'll go really in depth and talk about kind of common misconceptions that people will have about a certain topic.
So there's quite a diverse group of podcasts here from a very diverse group of team members here at Blueberry. So I find this pretty fascinating. I'm going to save my favorite show
to
the
end.
You're
not let off the hook here.
Oh, no. We've got some other team members we're going to cycle through, and I'll talk about mine at the end, but we're going to switch team members out.
My name's Ian Armstrong. I'm Columbus, Ohio, and here at Blueberry, I'm an intern in the software developer department.
I'm Jonathan. I'm a developer here at Blueberry.
I'm Grant Coleman. I'm a software development intern here at Blueberry from Cleveland.
My name is Mahathi Venkatesh, and I'm an intern also from Cleveland.
I think what we'll do is we'll go the opposite way then on finding out about your favorite podcast. Mahathi, what's your favorite podcast today?
So usually I always have my headphones in, and everyone assumes that I'm like listening to music, which is usually true. Like, I have way too many Spotify playlists for like a normal human. Like, I make so many. And I was just trying to find a podcast that would pique my interest because I like to listen to music a lot. And I found Dissect. And basically, it's a podcast where they analyze like some of the top hip-hop albums of the past decade. So it's really cool to see how different people have different analysis. Like, when I listen to a song, usually at first it's just like I get into the beat and then I slowly look at the lyrics and the meaning and analyze how the music can produce like a different feeling or emotion. And it's cool how they describe that and then link that to like parallels and how the music is set up.
So it sounds like they do a lot of in-depth analysis of music then.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually.
Awesome. Let's move over.
I'd say my favorite podcast this year is the Gus and Eddie podcast. They're two really, really funny comedians. I believe one of them is a deal with Comedy Central. The other one just does a lot of commentary videos on YouTube. But it's a lot of their perspective on things. They've had some really big online celebrities on to interview, but mainly they're just two funny guys having a good time.
Awesome.
One of my favorite podcasts is The Low Post by ESPN's Zach Lowe. And it's a little bit of a play on words because he talks about the NBA. And so a lot of the time he'll have either players from the league or GMs or other sports writers on the air or on the podcast talking with him just about the league and trade rumors and stuff like that.
My favorite podcast would probably be it's called The Crease Dive. And it's kind of a branch off of Barstool Sports, but it's kind of like their lacrosse podcast. So they just basically like keep up to date with all the games. Usually it's in the springtime, but they have interviews with like all the college sports, and it's pretty well known that America doesn't care about lacrosse. So like, it's kind of hard to find media about lacrosse. Like, you can't really find it on TV anywhere. So it's a pretty nice outlet to like have constant like information, keep up to date with like the season.
You know, I think what I'm finding more interesting in having these conversations is, and then the last group that was in here was the diversity of content. You know, Mahathi likes to listen to, you know, a music analysis shows. We've got two sports guys in here that listen to sports. And then your content is, you know, more comedy based. So I there was no comedy and no sports in the last group. So it's it is interesting, the diversity of content. And you know what the best thing about this is there's something in podcasting for everybody, right? So Mahathi, when you were looking for a show, did you have a hard time finding one?
I think I just came upon it. Like, it just popped up and I was like, oh, these are some of my favorite albums. Like, some of the most historic hip hop albums they've done like analysis on their shows. So like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like Flower Boy. They just released one on like the latest Tyler the Creator album. Just so things that I was listening to already, like they would come up with a podcast and that would pique my interest because I was just starting to get into the album, or it just like was a similarity, like coincidence that like I had just been listening to it and like deep in thought, or something in my life related to the music, and then the podcast sort of like helped me analyze that thought.
So I'm kind of curious, how did you, the rest of you, find the shows that you recommended?
Other than the Gus and Eddie podcast, the majority of the ones I listen to are news-based. NPR's Up First, PBS NewsHour, Global News Podcast, if they have an interesting bit. They're the exception to the rule, simply because I was watching some bit that one of them was doing online, and they said, hey, you should check it out.
Right.
And all the comments were, this is a great podcast. You should do it. I did. I liked it. I tried some other comedy podcasts and realized I'm good with just the one. So,
Jonathan, how did you find your show?
Mine was recommended to me by a friend, and it was one of the first podcasts I started listening to.
Interesting.
Again, like, I literally searched up lacrosse podcast, and it was basically the first one to come up, and it's like branched off Barstool, so that's a pretty big brand.
So search, recommendation. You found one because you're looking for a specific topic. Mm-hmm. There was stuff that you're listening to, and yours was basically you and seeking a specific genre of content then?
No, the guys who make it gave it a shout out.
Right, or gave it a shout out, and you heard it that way.
Yeah.
All right, very cool. Because it's, you know, that's what podcasters always wonder sometimes. How did someone find my show? You know, and I've always contended it's being word of mouth, but just from you four, it's not necessarily the way you found the podcast. So it's always good to hear that story as well. All right. Awesome. Hey, Angela, I know Angela's just joined us. So, Angela, we want to introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, I'm Angelo Mandato. I'm CIO of Blueberry, and I've been involved with the company since 2005. I have a software development background and also server administration. And as we started this company, I kind of gravitated to a lot of the cloud computing stuff. And our company's been using Amazon Web Services since 2009. So it kind of leads into some of the stuff I'm interested in listening to.
Yeah, what are your favorite podcasts you're listening to now and maybe some that have gone by the way?
Well, yeah, so I'm afraid to say this one. It's the Car Talk from NPR. They're still releasing new episodes, and actually the only way to get it here in Columbus is through the podcast now. They don't air it on the radio. But for those that don't know, it's the Click and Clack brothers. They were in the original Cars movie as two of the French vehicles. They just have really good banter. The stuff they're airing now through the podcast is all old material that they recorded, but there's still more stuff that they've recorded that they haven't released, and it's kind of cool to, you know, listen to those car conversations.
Interesting. And what are you, what else are you listening to these days?
Well, right now I'm in exploring mode. So two different things I'm exploring a lot about Amazon Web Services. So obviously the Amazon's official AWS podcast, but I've been also exploring other podcasts. Last Week in AWS, there's a couple of shows on Flutter and other types of app and software development too that I've been checking out. There's a couple podcasts too that I selectively listen to based on the subjects. Like Science Friday, depending on the type of science topics they pick up, I'll selectively download and listen. And same with another, it's a design podcast called 99% Invisible, specifically when they're usually talking about sometimes architecture, but definitely anything with cars. I'm a car nut, so I'll, you know, download and check those out. And then other kind of car podcasts too are like Spike's Car Radio and, you know, anything that has to do with muscle cars, I'll check out too.
So I was asking some of the other team members, how are you finding your podcast? Are you finding word of mouth? Are you doing a search? How are you finding shows today?
It's a mixture. So usually it's Google. I prefer a good Google search first. Sometimes I'll use our Blueberry directory just because I like having it on our own service and being able to find the shows. But Google is still my favorite. And one of my things that I like to do too is kind of sum up a podcast based on their website. If it's just a simple podcast, I'll know that that's all I'm going to be getting. But a lot of other shows, I'll go to them, go check out the website, and there'll be more content. There'll be photos I can check out, specifically with the car related podcasts, links to other things that I'll want to check out related to things they talked about. And that's just that kind of depth you don't get from somebody who's like hosting on a free or very economical service. You know, their show notes barely have links, let alone anything else to give a value.
Yeah, very little metadata to go along with the content to sink your teeth in a little deeper.
Right. You know, those kind of podcasts are really losing out because even if you're not going to be rich, but you can easily put it like Amazon affiliates on your website, and the stuff you talk about, you just link to it on Amazon, or sell a t-shirt of your show. You know.
Yep, makes sense. I kind of held out here until we got through the internal team here at Columbus to talk about my show, or the show that I like listening to. And I am, you know, I'm kind of the outlier here because I listen to a lot of shows. I subscribe. I try to do 100 shows every 2 weeks. It's not always possible. But I do have my mainstays that I go to. I listen to. Go ahead.
Well, before you answer that, do you want to introduce yourself?
I did introduce myself earlier. Yeah. So that was in the front part of the show. But the show I like listen to the most is No Agenda Show with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And it's a pretty long show. It's about 2.5 hours, and I'm usually 4, 5, 6 episodes behind. I never can seem to get caught up, but that's the show that I listen to. They're media deconstruction. They don't support the right, the left, nothing. They kind of, I call them equal opportunity bashers, and at the same time, they're finding information out that really is not even being covered anymore in the mainstream media. It's stuff that's covered internationally and stuff going on throughout the world. So I found that to be kind of interesting. And then, of course, I listen to a lot of tech shows over at techpodcast.com and stay abreast of what's going on in the tech world. But and I listen to some podcasting shows too. So I won't give up the intel on which podcast shows I listen to, but definitely listening in to hear what other people are doing in the podcasting space.
Hello, everyone. My name is Barry Kantz, and I'm the general counsel and the chief financial officer for Raw Voice Blueberry. And I'm one of the original founders of the company. And hey, I'm happy to tell you that I have a couple of favorite podcasts. And the first one is The Knowledge Project with Shane Parrish. And it's a great show if you want to grab some brain food and maybe learn a little bit about anything that comes up. Actually, the topics are quite diverse, but very interesting. And the second podcast is the RV Lifestyle Podcast with Mike Wimblin. And it's the RV Podcast, I think he calls it. And I think you can find that at roadtrek.com. I enjoy this podcast because my wife and I, we live in a motorhome for about 5 months out of the year. And we are, I guess, since we live in a motorhome for so much, we're avid RVers, I guess you could call us. So those are my two favorite podcasts. I have a lot of podcasts in my Pocket Cast podcast catcher, but those are the two that I listen to the most. So I'm happy to tell you this, and I hope it helps you find something interesting for you. And as always, you know, I'm always happy to talk to people who are interested in podcasting or who currently produce a podcast. And you can email me at legal, L-E-G-A-L, at rawvoice.com. And if you want to listen to my podcast, I've been producing a podcast since 2005, and it's a podcast for travel agents and people in the travel profession. And you can find that at hometravelagent.net. So thank you, everyone, for taking a minute to hear what my favorite podcasts are. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, I'm Mike Dell, and I am the customer support manager for Blueberry Podcasting and Raw Voice. And I'm also the co-host of the show, if you guys didn't already know that. Anyway, my favorite podcast, really of all time, but one that I keep track of and have been, believe it or not, since the 80s. Yep, I've actually been keeping track of this now podcast, wasn't back then, called the ARRL Audio News. It's a weekly news roundup of things going on in amateur radio, or ham radio, as some people call it. And yes, they've been around since the 80s. They used to be distributed by telephone and rebroadcast on ham radio repeaters, which are devices that sit on mountaintops and on high towers and kind of over broadcast, but not really broadcast over the amateur radio frequencies. And the ARL Audio News has been pretty much in production ever since, like I said, the early 80s, and they got into podcasting 4 or 5 years ago. It's still one that I keep up with every week. So every Monday, you can find a new episode of the ARRL Audio News. That stands for the American Radio Relay League, in case you didn't know. And so if you're at all interested in ham radio and what's going on in that side of things, go check it out. You can find them over at ARRL.org. Everybody have a happy holiday.
This is Sean Thorpe in California with the Blueberry support team. My favorite podcast is Yeast Radio, delightfully not safe for work since 2004. It is a show that often defies category and genre and even format, and I wish that there were more shows like that these days. Thanks.
Hey there, I'm Dave, and I work for Blueberry in support. My favorite podcast of 2019 is Supersonic Pod Comics. If you can imagine the Marvel movies as an overarching audio drama delivered as a podcast, then you have a general idea of what the show is about. I heard about the show because the creators are actually friends of mine. And what they did is they created 4 superhero series for the show, and they release an episode from each of those series once per month in a fashion that's very similar to comic book publishers. And I thought it was pretty clever, and for being an independent production where, you know, you only have a couple of people editing every possible second of dialogue and script, it's very, very well done. And if you listen long enough, you might just hear a familiar voice for one of the small side characters in one of these series. But if you like audio dramas or superheroes, I truly cannot help but recommend Supersonic Pod Comics as my favorite podcast of 2019.
One thing's for sure is I've given our editing team a fun challenge today because we've had people recording remotely. Three groups of people here in the studio today. We've got the studio set up to do up to five people at once. So you'll have been hearing the mastering skills of our mastering team at Blueberry Pro. So I'm excited to see how they've remixed this for us. But we hope everyone's had a good holiday. And we'll be back with you with a regular scheduled show after, let's see, I'm looking at the schedule here on when we're actually going to be coming out. So there'll definitely be a show after New Year's. But everyone, thanks for being a customer. And we, again, hope you had a happy holidays and have a safe New Year's. Be safe out there. And as I've told my team here, if you've gone out and had a few cocktail or two, please, please, please take Uber or Lyft to get home. We want you alive and podcasting after the holiday period. But again, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm the CEO, founder of Blueberry Podcasting, and it's been my pleasure to bring you the team and to talk about the podcasts we love here on Podcast Insider. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.